we will get to the very beginning of human history, but I'm not going to start there, because I want to begin with the mummies, which is where I began when I first came through these doors into the British Museum in 1954 at the age of 8. And I think that's where most people begin when they first visit a museum. It's a pretty safe bet that most of the children you can hear around about me are also headed for the Egyptian mummies. What fascinated me then was the mummies themselves, the thrilling, gruesome thought of the dead bodies. But I'm now much more interested in the mummy cases. And I've chosen one particular mummy case for this opening programme because it carries all the different kinds of messages across the millennia, signals from the past, if you like, that things can communicate to us and that I'm going to be looking for in all the objects in this series. Telling history through things, whether it's a mummy's coffin or a credit card, is what museums are for. And because the British Museum has collected things from all over the globe, it's not a bad place to try to tell a world history. Of course, it can only be a history of the world, not the history. When people come to the museum, they choose their own objects and make their own journey around the world and through time. But I think what they will find is that their own histories quickly intersect with everybody else's. And when that happens, you no longer have a history of a particular people or nation, but a story of endless connections. Nobody's thought more deeply about this than the Indian economist and Nobel Prize winner, Amartya Sen.
I think what is really very important to recognize is that when we look at the history of the world, we are not looking at history of different civilizations, truncated and separated from each other. They have a huge amount of contact with each other. There is the kind of interconnectedness. So I've always felt not to think of the history of the world as a history of civilizations, but a history of world civilization evolving in often similar, often diverse ways, always interacting with each other. And this is a very different view from the clash of civilizations to which we were exposed some years ago as a way to understand enmity in the world. The enmity has not been the general condition of the relationship between people across the world in history.
Most of us, I think, if we come back to a museum that we visited as a child, have the sense that we've changed enormously, while the things have remained serenely the same. But of course they haven't. Thanks to constant research and to new scientific techniques, what we can know about them is constantly growing. I'm standing now in front of one of the most impressive mummy cases in the museum. It was made around 240 BC for a high-ranking Egyptian priest called Horneditef. There's a massive black outer case in the shape of a human body, there's an elaborately decorated inner case, and then the mummy itself. Everything we know about Horneditef we know from this group of things. He is his own document, if you like. And it's a document that continues to give up its secrets. My colleague John Taylor has been researching the mummy of the British Museum for over 20 years. He's with me now. John, what have we learned about Horneditef since he came to the museum?